Hello. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. Barnegie Hall, we have shows here, regular concerts of all different kinds of music that help to support Music on a Mission, which is a nonprofit where we take the benefits of music to people with different needs of all ages. And Project Drew is one program of Music on a Mission. So Project Drew, Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors, and it's named in honor and memory of Captain Drew Ferguson, who grew up in Avon Lake and was a friend of my daughter's. And he died by suicide in 2017. We named the program after him because he was a musician and a poet. So this weekend was a little different than our usual. Oh, first of all, how many, please, it's hard in the dark, but I want to see how many of you are veterans. Thank you for your service. And it's always an honor and a privilege to hear your stories. You need to tell them, and we need to hear them so that we can try to understand and share your history. And your songs become a lasting tribute to your service and your place in history. And as I started to say, this weekend was a little different because all of the participants were either trained with or were on Drew's Special Forces team. Yeah. So it was really a privilege to hear, you know, they share a special bond with each other, and they gave us a little sneak preview into it. So thank you. Okay. The songwriters, moving on, while I can talk. The songwriters are the most amazing, talented, compassionate people, and you will see through these songs that they make a connection with their veteran, and the ideas are transmitted heart to heart and soul to soul. And two of our four are still active duty from today. And so now I'm going to introduce Drew's brother, Brian Ferguson, who's going to talk a little bit about his song, I think. Or I don't know what he's going to talk about. We'll see. We'll find out.
Well, good afternoon. So for those who don't know, Marilyn just mentioned, I'm Drew's brother, Brian. And I always think it's important, you know, Marilyn does a beautiful job of just putting this in context. But for those who haven't been here before, you know, this is a really special weekend, and I want to get into that in a minute. But Marilyn touched on it, but, you know, so Drew had an extraordinary life. He grew up in here in Cleveland, and then he went into the Army. And, you know, initially was served in the infantry in the 10th Mountain Division, and deployed to Iraq, and then went through selection and went into Special Forces. And he had an extraordinary career. And I always say, even though he's my brother, I had the privilege of serving in the military as well, and he was unequivocally one of the most talented officers and ground force commanders I got to know. But aside from that, I think even the guys he served with didn't always get to see that my brother had so many extraordinary talents and ways he expressed himself. And so he was a painter, and a bit later, I think Mike will talk about the logo. But he was a singer-songwriter. Music for him was a way that he really grounded himself. And he was often private with it, or for those who knew him, you know, in Avon Lake, he would have a lot of fun with it. But to bring it back into context, I think, for this experience. So when Drew passed away almost 5 years ago now, Marilyn had this vision to use song as a way to connect with people like Drew, maybe when they were struggling, or just in general as a way to connect back into service. And she and my cousin Mike, who everyone I think who's been to one knows very well, Michael, in a minute be performing and emceeing, but I can't understate how powerful this is. And when you think about the last 20 years in our country, right, we often, I think, mythologize and we talk about veterans, but like to really understand what we ask of men and women, and to think about those stories of service. And this isn't just about people who've been in combat. Everyone who raised their hand to put a uniform on, whatever that reason, to come here and have a private space to share that is incredibly powerful. And what's beautiful about what Maryland's created, and so I, you know, again, I've been fortunate now to be involved in a lot of veteran programs all over the country. There's nothing like this, where it's not about glitz, it's not about, you know, putting someone on stage with a famous singer-songwriter, it's just come here privately. So what happens is veterans come to Avon Lake, Ohio from all over the country, and they meet here on Saturday morning, and there's just a private session, they're paired with a singer-songwriter, and they tell their story of service, whatever that may be. And we now have had almost 100 veterans come through from every conflict, World War II to present, and every type of story you can imagine. And just with no expectations to sit and tell your story and then have it memorialized in a song is amazingly powerful. I went through it myself 3 years ago. You'll hear a song in a minute. But at this time when we think about all the things we struggle in the nation with, how do we honor and people who served, it's incredibly powerful. And so this weekend was especially rare because we've had amazing people come through. But when you think about Maryland's vision 5 years ago, to have four of Drew's teammates, for those who aren't familiar, the 10th Special Forces Group. Drew was stationed in Germany. It was called 110, so 1st Battalion, 10th Special Forces Group. And these guys, they are very humble. They don't want to get into details, but they've carried a lot of load for our nation in and out of Iraq and Afghanistan. And so to come here and be able to privately connect with Drew's spirit and to raise themselves through music is just a gift. And I just, what Marilyn and Mike are doing here, I promise you there's not a lot like it in our country. And I want to say thank you to Maryland. I personally have been a beneficiary of our family, Drew's legacy. But let's just give a quick recognition of that. So I'm going to turn it over to my cousin Mike, and I think we're going to get going here. We have six songs, maybe four vets and two bonus songs. But the last thing I'll say is, for those of you who've been through the program or have friends and family, the best thing you can do is just get people to come. No one is forced. We want it to always be people who are excited about the possibility, or maybe they're kind of on the fence, but knowing it's private and just getting veterans, particularly from this community, but increasingly all of us are connected around the country. And I just think what's powerful about this is it's one weekend, one person at a time. So if you know someone after this experience, just spread the word. But turn over to Mike. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. We invite you here today to hear some incredible stories and some great music. And, you know, all that we would ask is just be present. Let these songs go with how they make you feel. Sometimes we hear stories that are really tragic, very sad. Sometimes we hear stories that are kind of crazy, and there's humor in them too. Whatever that may be, just go with that. Just feel that. I'm going to do the same right now. I'm going to silence my phone, and I invite you all to do the same, just so I don't forget. And I want to invite up our house band to play a song with me. So as they come up, I'll set it up a little bit, give a little bit of an intro. So as Brian mentioned, this summer will be 5 years since Drew died, and we think about him every day. And you know, after Drew died, the year or so that followed, I did quite a bit of reflection, and you know, a lot of our good conversation happens in the kitchen. I don't know about yours, but Lex and I were talking about Drew one day, and we were just sort of chatting about, like, well, if he was just sitting here with us, what would I want to say to him? And what would I want him to know? So I went with that, you know, followed that theme a little while, and what emerged were some thoughts that I put into a song to share with you. And it's that, you know, you never know what someone has gone through. You never know what someone's story is. And perhaps you could never know that, but you can listen and you can be strong and he can help people to connect and express themselves. And we do so to in Project Drew by singing their songs. And so in honor of my cousin Drew and all of our veterans who participated in Project Drew, and especially the guys today, dedicate this song. It's a tribute to you. This is called I Will Sing Your Song.